We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia. The Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year.
And also thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years. As I said, you can join us on the text machine 0487 736 736. Let's find out what's happening at all the great Venues West venues. Joining us for his monthly update is the Chief Operating Officer of Venues West, and Peter Bocop. Pete, thanks for your time.
All right, Pete, how are you travelling, mate?
Oh, good. I'm excited. There's plenty of things happening at all the Venues West stadiums. We're talking about Optus. We've got the West Coast Eagles and Fremantle Dockers this Saturday night, Derby 58. And I reckon there'll be a decent crowd here as well.
I think you're going to find it's going to be a sold-out crowd, Pete. And look, great interest. I mean, the Eagles showed some heart, which is wonderful, and the Dockers have been unlucky the last few weeks. So I think there's actually quite a bit of interest in this game across the country, but we're expecting a full house.
So you are expecting a full house, because not many derbies have sold out. I know there's been the sellout sign up, but it hasn't reached the 60,000. So you're expecting by the time the game gets underway at 10 minutes past six on Saturday, that a message will come out that it is a sellout.
Yeah, I think there might still be a handful left, but not many at all. And look, sometimes, Pete, there's always 2-3% of ticket purchases that don't turn up. So that's why you don't see 60,000. You might see, 57 or 58,000.
Right.
It's still a sellout, but not everyone can always get there.
Okay. 31st of May, there's a big event here that'll be close to a sellout, I gather, as well. International football match between AC Milan and AS Roma. Firstly, how are tickets tracking for this one?
Yeah, really. Well, we're tracking to be over 50,000 for the game. So still a few left, but look, a great result. And if you're a football fanatic and you love your Italian football, it doesn't really get any better than these two teams. I think between them, what do they hold, Pete? Like 30 titles between them, 30 league titles?
Possibly. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, well, you're the football guru there, mate. Sorry to throw that one at you. I'm looking at my notes here. I've got them about 30 between the two of them.
Mate. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Good on you, Pete. You're always a wealth of information. I tell you what's exciting about Optus Stadium. We've got three football codes. We've got the Aussie rules. We've got the international football. And we've got rugby happening on the 17th of August, that the Wallabies are in action.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And it's not every day you get a world champion team coming back there. So South Africa is heading back there for the 17th of August to take on the Wallabies. And I mean, the Wallabies have had some pretty cracking matches at Optus. I mean, that Bledisloe Cup win in 2019 still sticks in my memory as probably the Wallabies' best ever win.
Yeah, very much so. RAC Arena, we've got the West Coast Fever in action, and they're a pretty exciting group of professional players at the moment. They won their first game, I see, last week against the Giants, but they're at home this weekend.
Yeah, at home this weekend on the 21st against the Sunshine Coast Lightning. And look, I think for the last few years, Pete, they've been pushing the right buttons, and they've been up and about, the last three seasons, one at the season before, and I know I've got a feeling they might just go all the way again this year.
Yeah, and they've got three Jamaicans in there who are making a real big difference. There's no question about that. What about the George Kambosos Jr. fight? That's due, it's not far away now, the 12th of May, and that'll be a big event at RAC Arena.
Yeah, again, another one of these events where I think there's only a handful of tickets left. And look, it's a world title fight between two ferocious competitors. So if you're a boxing nut, you've got to get down there and grab a couple of the last few tickets.
The Harlem Globetrotters franchise, I reckon, has been going for well over 50 years. And they're coming back to town. They're coming back to the RAC Arena.
Yeah, two shows. I mean, Pete, I remember wanting to go and see the Harlem Globetrotters when I was a kid in Sydney.
Yeah.
And that was just great. And they've been around for a while there. But, I mean, what a brand. I mean, they are the ultimate sports entertainers, aren't they?
Very much.
Yeah. Put on a show, the trick shots, the dunks, the insane plays, the way that they muck around with their rivals and that. I think it's something that's not to be missed. So they've got two shows on Saturday the 22nd of June.
And tickets are on sale at the moment?
Yeah, those ones are through Ticketek.
Okay, fantastic. Let's go to HBF Park that housed the Western Force, the Glory, two resident teams that use HBF Park as their home base. Western Force, you mentioned the Wallabies earlier. They've signed Kirtley Beale for the remainder of the season. They take on the Crusaders.
Yeah, look, that's a great signing. And look, I've got to say, I'm going to be there for this match. The Crusaders is my other team. I had a very distant relative play for the Crusaders, and they've obviously been the you know, dominant team for Super Rugby for so long. They're a little slow off the mark this year, but you know, we always get a massive crowd when the Crusaders play. They're just a legendary team. And yeah, let's see if the Force can, you know, haven't had the best season. It'd be good to see them come out firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
So looking forward to a great match this Saturday, Pete.
Should be a beauty, and both, of course, is towards the bottom end of the ladder. So a win is vital for the Western Force and the Crusaders. That's on Saturday night. On Sunday, we have got the Perth Glory against Western United.
Yeah, and look, Glory had a tough week last week, so I think they're going to be out to avenge that. And this is your last chance to see Glory this season. So if you want to go and see the guys in purple run around one more time, this Sunday the 21st.
I spoke to Ross Peligra, the owner and chairman of the Perth Glory, on this show last night, and he was very apologetic about what happened away last week. I think they'll be a different outfit this time around, and he's flying over specially to be in attendance for the game on Sunday. The Socceroos against Palestine. We've got a World Cup qualifier on the 11th of June.
Yeah, I think it's the first time we've had the Socceroos since, I think, 2016 at HBF Park. So, I mean, look, football in Australia is, you know, going with our representative teams from strength to strength. After the incredible run and popularity of Matildas and the Socceroos following it up, I mean, they've qualified, what's the last four or five World Cups now. And so it's, you know, vital that they put away these early round wins and set themselves up for a 2026 qualification.
Okay, the 2nd of August, the Dolphins against the Roosters.
Yeah, look, this is I'm going to put this in as my personal favourite today. A little bit of an insightful signing of the Dolphins a little while ago. They're flying along this year.
Mm.
They're legendary coach Wayne Bennett is working wonders, and the Roosters are doing well. And my hope, Pete, is this is this might even be a top-of-the-table clash when it comes up. And just a little prequel, we're only a few weeks away from tickets going on sale. I can't give you the date right now, but it'll probably be the end of April, and they are going to go in a heartbeat.
Okay, so end of April. For those people wondering when those rugby league, the NRL tickets, will go on sale for the Dolphins and Roosters, Pete's just mentioned it'll be probably towards the end of April for that 11th of June match. The 2nd of August match. That's when it's going to be played. HBF Arena is the home of the West Perth Falcons, and they take on South Fremantle. That's the next home game on the 27th of April.
Yeah, and look, just go say their last home game, I think the first one ever under the new lights up there. And I think the game, they had no chance of winning with about 3 minutes to go and scored a couple of quick goals and brought it home by a few points. So a wonderful result for the home team up there.
Good on you, Pete. Thanks for joining us. We're a bit out of time. Of course, at Champion Lakes, we've got the Regatta Centre, the Australian Dragon Boat Championships, the 17th to the 21st of April. Look forward to talking more about that. That's happening over the coming days. Thanks, Pete, for your time. We'll do it again next month.
Thanks, Pete. Take care, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Peter Bocop. And I'll catch you tomorrow early, 2 o'clock tomorrow, for Sports Day WA. Thanks, Connor. Thanks, Jimmy. And thanks to you for being part of the program tonight. See you tomorrow early from 2 o'clock.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia. The Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year.